You're listening to My Peeping Life Podcast.
Beautiful human beings, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world, welcome to My Peeping Life Podcast. So my name is Tamilyn Murphy, and My Peeping Life Podcast is brought to you by Tams de May. For those of you that don't know, Tams de May is my brand, and it was created more than 7 years ago, going on 8 years very soon. And I do everything under the umbrella of Tams de May. So, episode 2 of my video podcast, of my Peeping Life podcast. And I'm excited. I'm enjoying the process. I'm enjoying the videos. And I think it's time. And for now, it's once a month. And hopefully over time, we'll become more frequent as we find our path and get to where we're going. Right. So today we're discussing overcoming attachment, letting go of the past. For those of you that are not familiar with how I do what I do, on Tams de May I write, and then I have the podcast, and then obviously TikTok and Instagram and all the things that I do. But everything is based on me. It's always based on what I'm going through, what I've gone through, and then opening it up to other people that experience similar things. So the discussions that I normally have, like online or during emails, or if I go on a live somewhere, is, you know, I talk about what's going on with me. I talk about how I've overcome whatever I've overcome. I talk about what I've dealt with, because that's the only thing that I can relate to, right? Me, what I've dealt with. And then I share myself with you, and then obviously using the tools that I've learned along the way to get myself through and over and around and to break down whatever the challenges are, I share them with you however I can, the best way that I can. So that's what I am all about. And the podcast was brought about because people that were reading my work wanted me to speak. And said, okay, fine, no problem. So I started trying to do the podcast. And then when I did the podcast, I was like, no, we want to see your face. So here's my face. Okay. So thank you for being here, and thank you for listening, and thank you for being so amazing all the time to all the people that have supported me in my journey of 7 years. I have people that have stuck with me from blog one on Tams de May, and people that have joined a week ago and are just as amazing because now they have so much more. And I'm excited for them because a self-development journey is a beautiful journey. It's a journey for everybody. And I think the more we know ourselves, the happier we are. And nobody's perfect. I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect. Even the people that look perfect, they're definitely not perfect. But I guarantee you that the people that you're looking up to have definitely taken the time to get to know who they are and to develop themselves. And that's why they are where they are, is because they know who they are and they know what they want and they know where they're going, and they sit and they strategize and they take the time to do what they need to do. Okay, so that's what I'm all about. Self-development, self-growth, love yourself, love others, be kind. I'm all about that. And if that's not what you're about, then I think you might be bored here. But if you are here to learn and here to just share experiences and just hang out and grow, then welcome. Welcome to my Peeping Life podcast world, Tams de May being the brand. And I hope that you enjoy your stay, and I hope that you enjoy your listen. So let's do the things. Right, okay, so overcoming attachments and letting go of the past. We hear this a lot, right? People always are telling us, let go. Let go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Here's my take on it. It's a very important skill to learn, letting things go. Agreed, right? But it's not very easy. It's not the easiest task in the world. So as much as people want to come here and say, you know what, Tammy, you need to let this go. Or if I tell you, you need to let this go. Agreed, yes. But how? It's very hard. It's very hard. We're required to learn how to let things go if we want to live a free life, right? But it's definitely, definitely not something that's for the faint hearted. It's a very difficult process to go through. It's a very difficult thing to let something that you've held dear to you go. But sometimes it's that very thing that you're holding close that's holding you back and keeping you away from living your best life and living living your freest life. I don't want to say your best life. I want to say your freest life. Okay. So, I wrote a blog about this. And that's what I'm looking for, in case you're wondering where I'm looking and what I'm looking at. I'm looking for the blog because I like to go through the blog and speak about it just in a little bit more depth and detail on the podcast. So on the blog, and normally I read through the whole thing and then go back, but I think let's just do it in bits and pieces. So, you know, as we live our lives, we accumulate things and we sometimes form attachments, right? Smaller things are definitely easier to let go of. And it's the bigger things. It's those big things that we worked hard for that we seem to struggle with. Okay. So, I mean, it's easy to let go of a little paperclip or one rand coin. It's easy to let go of something small. But can you let go of your car or a house or a person that's bad for you or a TV that's too big and you need to do something else with? Can you let go of things that you've worked, something that you've worked really hard for, but you know it's not necessary and it's holding you back? Can you let go of those big things, the big, big, big things? Keeping in mind that material things are not going to go with you. Right? So even with the understanding that we can't take things with us, we still cling. We hold on so tightly to these things, these phones, these things that are so important to us. The laptop, my laptop's in front of me, my house, my TV, my couch. You know, you live your life in this way that's so comfortable, and we cling to things and we don't want to go out, don't want to separate ourselves from things. We buy expensive clothes and expensive shoes. And then we hold on tight and we cling and we cling and we cling. And we cling to things because why? Why do we cling to these things? Because it makes our earthly lives so much easier. Right? It's easy. It's nice. Comfortable to be able to come home in a house, a nice house. It's nice when it belongs to you. You can watch your TV, put your TV on, lay on your couch. It's not so comfortable when there's no TV and there's no house and there's no couch. I agree. So the things that make us feel like we're doing well, the things that tell us we're valuable in the eyes of society, those are the things. We cling to those things dearly because they make us happier in the sense of they make us more comfortable, right? Knowing that they're only temporary. Knowing that these things can get taken away from us at any time. I think it's easy to say, just let it go, let it go, let it go, when you're not the one that's losing the thing. I agree. When you're not the one that's losing the thing or that's letting go of the thing, it's easy to tell somebody to let it go. Absolutely. So even with the knowledge of possible freedom, once you've let the thing go, just the fact that that thing is not going to be yours anymore. It's like, I'm never going to have this phone again. Can I let it go? It's so important to me. Can I let it go? Why is it so important to you? What's going to happen? What can be more important than your actual life itself? Still difficult. It's a difficult thing to do. To let go. Right? Letting go of toxic behaviors is just as difficult as letting go of a toxic thing. It's very difficult. In short term. But in the long term. It's difficult now. But in the long term. These things. This act of letting go is very rewarding. Now, for me personally, I've gone through all sorts of phases. So I'll use the cell phone, for example. Have you ever left your phone at home and panicked like the world was going to end? I have panicked like the world was going to end. It was a long time ago. And then upon panicking, because I've never done it before, and when I realized how dependent I was on this thing, that I panicked to the point of wanting to go home and fetch the panic, couldn't function. Or because I left this phone at home. Mind you, I had a laptop in front of me, I had a landline in front of me, I had all sorts of things, but my phone was at home, oh my goodness. And then I realized how attached I was to it, and I realized that I had to learn to detach myself. And I did, in little baby steps. Start learning to detach myself. So, and I decided to leave my phone at home once a week just to get myself detached from this thing that I was so addicted to. And I had to switch it off. And I had to put it on silence. And I had to learn little by little to detach myself from it. I'm a little bit too detached from it at the moment. People struggle to get hold of me. And it's all because I left my phone at home that day. And I realized how attached I was to it. And I realized how bad it was for me to be so attached to this thing. I realized that I felt like someone had passed away. That's how I was feeling. I was so panicking. I couldn't focus. How could my whole day and my whole life be ruined just because I could not focus, because I didn't have a material item on me? Mind you, a material item that didn't exist when I was a teenager. I was just fine. Living my life every day without the existence of a cell phone. Didn't know it existed. And so I took action and I decided that this thing was wasn't good for me. Now, I didn't need to throw the entire cell phone away because we need our phones. But I did learn to detach myself from it. I don't panic anymore when I don't have my cell phone. There are other ways and means of communicating with people, like how we did before cell phones existed. Yes, there was a whole life existed before cell phones. I had to realize that. I had to pull myself towards myself and realize that. So I had to let go of the items that no longer served me. And you have to let go of items that no longer serve you. That's the reality. It's considered healthy to let go of things that are bad for you. If you are a person that eats sweets and you're diabetic, what's going to happen if you carry on eating these things that are unhealthy for you? What's going to happen? You have to let it go. You have to let go of the unhealthy things. We have to learn to let go of things that are not good for us. Anything that we cling to for dear life and that we cannot function without is not good for us. Right? So let's get back to the blog. Letting go of items that no longer serve us is considered healthy. Agreed. Because if we hold on to every single thing without ability to let go, we become hoarders. Hoarders of the past. Where our value becomes attached to things instead of who we are as people. Now, it's become one of my pet peeves when somebody asks me, what do you do, when they meet me? Because I've come to realize that the reason they ask me this is because they want to evaluate my level of importance in their lives or in this conversation or how they will treat me based on what I do. And if what I do is not pleasing to them, then their attitude towards me changes. And if what I do is pleasing to them, then, you know, it becomes very pleasant. And so I don't really answer this question anymore. And it confuses people. Because what do I want to tell people what you do? Like, what do? I do lots of things. What would you like me to discuss with you? Which parts of what do I do? What do you mean? What do? I never answer them directly on purpose. Because you are now trying to determine my value based on something that I do. But I do many different things. I do lots of things. Like, what do you do? So ask them, what do you mean? What do I do? What do I do for a living? What do I do to make money? What do I do for fun? What do I do with my day? What do you mean? What do? I do lots of things. Right. People seem to be attaching value to physical things nowadays more than they are to actual life, to actual, the value of actual breath, the value of actual life. And because I've noticed this, I tend to duck and dive. It's like, you know, like, what do you do? I do lots of things. What would you like to know? Which part of what I do? You want to hear that I'm a CEO of some sort of a huge corporation. You want to hear that I'm a lawyer. You want to hear that I'm a doctor. No, I'm none of these things. None of these things. None of these things. But my value doesn't come from what I do. My value comes from who I am. My value doesn't come from any earthly item that I could ever own, because when I die, none of these items are coming with me. They don't add to my value. They don't add to the amount of tears my loved ones will shed. Oh, we won't be able to have this and this anymore. She's gone. No, they're going to be sad because I am gone, me, the person that I am. So my value isn't attached to things. And so learning to let go of things is important, because you need to realize that your value, it's not attached to those things that you are letting go of. You don't have to drive a big fancy car. because you're rich. You can be rich and drive a normal car. You don't have to drive a big fancy car just because you have lots of money. Do you know how many people are loaded? Are millionaires, and they couldn't get two words about what they're driving, they're getting from A to B. It doesn't mean because you drive a big fancy car that you are rich. In fact, most of the people that are driving the big fancy cars are in so much debt and can't even afford to pay installments, and they're living in the red, and they can't pay for their houses, and some of them don't even own houses. And okay, some people don't want to own houses, which is fine. But when you look at a person based on their material things, most of the things, the people, from my experience, and I know many different types of people, the people that look rich are in a lot of debt, and the people that don't look rich are very comfortable. They are very happy living their lives with a very big, fat, thick bank account, and they couldn't be bothered with what name brand they're wearing. And yeah, so they don't place their value on things. Okay? So you have to let go of the many things in your life.
You're listening to My Peeping Light Podcast.
So, why has this come up and why are we discussing this topic? As everybody knows that has been following along in my journey, my 9-to-5 ended last year, December. And so, because my 9-to-5 ended, many things have had to change. I've had to adjust myself from being a person that is employed to a person that is self-employed, right? So now I work for myself. And so now, based on my new life, I've had to adjust and I've had to let go of certain things. And it wasn't easy at first. But as I let go and shed the things that I had accumulated with a 9-to-5, just all these extras, I noticed that I had a lot of extra things that I did not need. I paid for a lot of things I didn't need. They were just there, not being used, just being paid for. I literally went through each contract, everything that I was paying for, and I realized that I had so many things just for just. And as I went down the list of things, I realized that there was just so much wastage because I was so comfortable, because I knew at the end of the month, no matter what was happening, I was getting that salary. I was so calm. There was so much wastage, and I had to go through and let go of so many things. And it was difficult. It was difficult because, you know, the list kept getting longer and longer and longer of the things that I needed to get rid of. These things that were not necessary in my life and were just there. And we had cut it down to a bare minimum. And we're very happy with where we are at the moment. And I'm speaking to myself like this. I'm saying we because I'm speaking about me, myself, and I. The queen in me and the princess in me is speaking to the very hard worker and the jokester. And the organizer and the person that doubts herself. So I speak to myself as I recognize all these different parts of me, and we have conversations. We're like, okay, you need to sit down for a while, little princess, and we need to work hard. We need to stop doing nails for a while. We need to stop doing all sorts of things. We need to stop this and this and this because the priority is now this. It's about sorting. And it was difficult. It was very difficult. And when you have a change of lifestyle, you have to let go of old ways. It's very important to let go of old ways because you're changing your lifestyle. Your old ways have gone. It doesn't exist anymore. That way of life, because I chose not to go back into it, does not exist anymore. I could have chosen to go back into a 9-to-5. I could have said, okay, fine, let's just do this and let's just get another job. It's not like it wasn't possible. It's not like the jobs from the industry were not there for me to go to. I just didn't want them. And the reason I don't want them is because I chose freedom. I chose my freedom in the sense of I chose myself. I chose what I love. And I love people, and I love self-development, and I love my journey, and I love this journey, and I love writing, and I love talking. And I was so tired of people sitting on my head and controlling. Now, even in freedom, there's still people around me, and there's rules and regulations that I have to follow. Let's not be fooled. No matter where you go, no matter what you're doing, there's rules and laws and regulations. But I was definitely not going to go back into a life that I have been planning to escape for the longest time. So I have been planning for years, you know, how to get out and what I'm going to be doing when I get out. So just, it came sooner than I was prepared for, and so I had to just wing it. And that's what we did. So, you know, when you change your income, you have to let go of old spending habits. When you have a shift in your financial value, you have to let go of anything that no longer is in alignment. When you have a shift of values, of your values, of yourself, of your life values, then you have to let go of anything that is no longer in alignment with your new set of values. So it's another thing to let go of. It's a letting go thing. It's a never-ending thing, especially when there's changes, right? So, if you've chosen to get out of 9-to-5, you have to let go of all the things that come with 9-to-5. And you have to change your mindset into the money that I make now is basically solely from the work that I put in. So what I put in, I'm going to get out. And if I put less in, I'm going to get less out. And if I need to eat this month, I have to put enough in to earn money to eat. Right? And when it comes to me as a person on the self-development journey, in order for me to become the person that I am developing myself into, because let's be realistic, who I was 20 years ago is not who I am now. My vision for myself, even 10 years ago or 5 years ago, has changed completely. It's not who I am now. As I grow, my values change, my vision changes, and I have to let go of old ways. I have to let go of old things. I have to let go of old habits. Okay? And I've come to realize that people around me, some people are going to resist me letting go, and a lot of people are going to try to guilt me into not leaving. And it's not for me, it's for them. It's because my leaving makes their lives difficult. My leaving makes them uncomfortable. And it takes away from them. So it's got nothing to do with me. The important part of letting go is to remember, why do you need to let go of this thing? And understanding that even letting go of anything and everything, people's attitudes are going to change. People's relationships are going to change. And your life is going to change. If you let go of a big thing, your life is going to change. It's going to change for the better, and it's going to change for the worse. For the better, because you're going to be free of a heavy thing. And for the worse, is because the people around you that need you to carry that heavy thing, because now they have to carry it because you've let it go, are not going to be happy campers. They're not going to be happy because you've been carrying it all this time. They need you to carry it. It makes their lives easier. Right. So, letting go on, it's just this year, 2024 for me, I think I'll remember. I'll remember this year. Because it's a year where I literally took the time to spring clean my life, literally. I emptied it out. Not completely. But I let go of all the extras. And as difficult as it was initially, it got easier as the year goes by. As difficult as it was, I'm glad I did it, and it was worth it. Because now, going forward, I have less baggage. It's easier. So it's easier for me to pick up and go to where I need to go now because I have less baggage. Right. So everybody's always talking about letting go like it's the simplest thing in the world, right? And nobody talks about the anxiety that comes with it. Nobody talks about the tears that are shed because of it. Nobody talks about the negative parts of anything. We go onto social media and we come here and we just talk about how we overcame this and we overcome that. And we don't talk about how difficult it was and how the tears were shed and how hard it was and how heartbreaking it was. We just talk about the positives and the freeing aftermath. Oh, it was so free. You know, I let go of this and it freed me. And I let go of that and it freed me. That you don't talk about how you curled up in a ball and sobbed for hours or for days, nobody discusses the uncertainty that we feel in the moments of change, or realizing that change is happening whether we like it or not. When change is forced, it's very scary. It's scary enough when you choose it, but when it's forced, it's very scary. And nobody talks about the negatives. Nobody talks about the crippling fear that comes with not knowing if the things that you are planning is going to work. Nobody talks about the heart palpitations that come with something that looks like it's going to fail, but doesn't at the last minute. Thank you, Jesus. This is bugging me, so let's fix that, right? Can we fix it? Nobody talks about it. The joys of curly hair, the joys of a fro. Let's pass. Nobody talks about the difficulties of change. We just want to come out here and we want to be like, life is amazing. Let's be amazing. And I didn't cry. I didn't shed a tear. It was so easy. It was so smooth. That's what they come out and it looks like. But no, that's not the reality. The reality is you come in and you jump into this mud and you got to dig and dig and dig and dig and you got to throw it out and throw it out and you get dirty and you get tired and you start crying and you just want to get out and you can't get out because there's no way out except through, and you have to dig and dig and dig and crawl and crawl and crawl until you get to the other side. And the only time that you are free is when you are out of the mud on the other side. Once you've dug and dug and you've gotten dirty, your nails are dirty, your brain is sore, your body's tired, you are sobbing and sobbing, but you have to keep moving forward or else you are going to be consumed by this muddy thing around you. Right? Nobody talks about the muddy part. They'll talk about before you got into the mud or before you got pushed into the mud and when you got out of the mud and you had nice, now you're standing under the shower and, oh my God, so amazing, I got through. Nobody talks about how hard it was to get through and the fight and the tears and the ugly faces and the enemies and the people trying to keep you in. Nobody talks about all these things. I just expect you to just be free. Nobody talks about it, but not me. I talk about these things. It was very difficult. The tears were shed. It was very, very, very difficult. And in overcoming everything, I found that me focusing on helping others while I was helping myself was the best thing ever. Because the part of my life that I've overcome years ago, many, many years ago, and the tools that I used to overcome those things, or just a part of my everyday, it's become my lifestyle now. And me teaching other people those tools and teaching other people those basics, right? So that they can start their journey. Whilst I am in a different set of a struggle where I'm teaching myself new tools, new, more difficult tools to come out of different types of situations, is the thing that kept me going. Because I realized if I don't push through this and I don't overcome this, then I'm not going to get to the next stage of my own self-development. I'm not going to have the tools to get myself out of this. And if I don't get myself out of this, I'm not going to be able to help people get out of similar situations. So I need to get myself out of this very quickly and effectively. And I need to find ways to get out of this effectively. And I need to incorporate it into my life and make sure that in 2 years' time, this stuff that I'm going through with this retrenchment is going to be the thing that nobody discusses the uncertainty and the difficulties of what we feel in those moments of change, or realizing that change is happening whether we like it or not. And we live and we learn. We understand that living life comes with every single emotion. And we have to understand that we can't be happy all the time. It will become tiring. We can't be sad all the time. It has to end. Nothing is forever. Happiness can't be forever and sadness can't be forever. So we have to learn to look at life as things are going to come and things are going to go. And there's going to be seasons. We have to understand that the different seasons in our life are exactly what we're meant to experience. The ups and the downs and the tears help us appreciate joy more. Imagine we didn't cry and we were never sad. We would never appreciate happiness. And imagine we were always happy. It would just be a thing. We'd actually get happy. Imagine how boring happiness would be if we were just always happy. So loss and sadness helps us to appreciate what we have more. It's the reality. It's just how life works. We're not meant to be a thing, any specific thing, all the time. We're meant to change. There's meant to be seasons. We have to ride the roller coaster of life and experience every single emotion that comes with it. Holding them back serves nobody. Holding back the emotions of life serves nobody. Serves nobody. It will deprive you of what life is meant to be like. Holding back is what makes us sick because we hold on to those things. Holding back is what steals our joy. We shouldn't hold emotions in. Yes, obviously there's a time and a place, but when the time and the place comes, you need to be able to have that conversation. You need to be able to allow yourself to feel the emotions that you are feeling. So laugh when you're happy. Cry when you're sad. Breathe through the anxiety. Remove yourself from noisy environments when you can't think straight. But jump into them. Right? When your mind is clear, and you can fully absorb each little moment. If someone hurts your feelings, tell them. Tell them that they've hurt your feelings. If you've hurt someone's feelings, apologize. Forgive others and learn from past experiences. But don't learn how to numb your emotions. I learned very well how to numb my emotions and just walked through life pretending like none of it existed. And I became bitter and angry and cold. And distance and vulnerability was a thing that I did not even consider. In fact, to this day, with all the healing that I've done, there's still so much buried that I'm uncovering. I wouldn't say on a daily basis anymore. I'd say every now and then there's a thing that pops up that I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that that was there. In fact, recently there was a thing that because of me holding in emotion, something came up and I found myself wanting to cry in such a silly situation. It was the silliest situation ever. And I looked back and I realized, Tammy, yet another thing that you buried that has just shown itself. And now it's time for you to work on it, which I have been doing, which I am already in the process of resolving within myself that feeling and that emotion that created that little thing of ball of tears that were coming out not so long ago. So, you know, I found it so difficult to apologize before. But now, if you've hurt someone's feelings, apologize. Now I realize the importance of apologies. If I've done something wrong, it's very important for me to apologize. And I've done a lot wrong in my life. There's a lot of people that will watch this and be like, oh, goodness me. Yes, I know. I've done so much wrong. And this is the reason why self-development, self-growth, and forgiving yourself as well is very important. You can't hold on to things. You just can't. You need to let go of pain. And you need to forgive yourself for the things that you've done. And you need to forgive others for the things that they've done to you. You, when you've cried enough and screamed enough and gone through the motions enough to appease yourself, to feel like you've released enough of it, then stop it. And then you let go. Nobody's saying just let it go and move forward. I'm saying feel what you need to feel. Go through the motions of what you need to go through. Do what you need to do. And then once you are done, it's time to let it go and move forward. You can't live in a painful moment forever. You can't be in a painful moment forever. You can't be stuck in any moment forever. Even a happy moment. It doesn't last forever. You have to move from it. It'll just become a memory. Something that you can use in the future. When life is hard, you can look back on. And you can use that energy from those memories. But you have to let things go. Get back up. You have to keep on living. Let go of the past. It's over now. It's happened and you cannot change it. Use it to grow and make better choices for yourself. Let go of old clothes that stand in your wardrobe. Now, these are the simple things. This is where you start. So if you don't know where to start, you start with the simple things. You let go of the clothes in your wardrobe. You let go of the shoes that you don't wear. You let go of the extra things in your house. A little bit, but a little bit, but a little bit. Teach yourself not to hold on to things that are unnecessary. let go of the things that don't get worn. There are other people out there in this world that can use those clothes. Let them go. They might need them more than you do. That jersey that you haven't worn for 10 years. Someone might need it. There's a person that's cold out there that could use that jersey. Maybe you should let it go. Let go of old cars that don't serve you anymore. I know people that hold on to cars. Cars. Yes. There's one people, household, and six cars. which there's nothing wrong with if you're the type of person that you really like cars. And today you want to drive this one and tomorrow you need to drive a different car every day of the week. That's perfectly fine if you're using it. But for something to be standing and stagnant, it's not good for you. Make space in your life for new things. Make space in your life for new adventures. Make space in your life for new cars, new houses, new friends, new trips, new adventures. Make space in your life for new challenges. Make space in your life for new things. You can't hold on. Well, you can. You shouldn't hold on if you want to be free. Let go of old spending habits that don't serve you anymore. Spend according to your current reality. You have to make the changes. Spend according to your current reality. Look at your life honestly and earnestly. And understand what you need to let go of and what you can hold on to. And spend according to your current reality. You can't have old spending habits. If your salary is tripled, you are able to afford more. If you're out of survival mode and you're thriving, you've got to come out of survival mode. You've got to let go of survival mode. And you've got to understand that you're thriving. And you've got to think differently. And you've got to walk differently and spend differently and invest differently. You have to let go of loss. You can't reverse the ending of life. A lot of people know that I've encountered a lot of loss. And when I say let go of it, I'm not saying forget the person, no. I'm saying that you can't live in that state of grief indefinitely and forever. Yes, it can take a long time. Yes, it can take years. I'm not giving it a timestamp. I'm not saying that you have to do it at my timestamp, no. Everybody grieves differently. But there's gonna become a point where you have to just look at it and look at the person's life. And instead of crying because they're gone, you smile because they were there. And I think that for me was the most beautiful part of my grief process when I lost people that were the most important to me. When the day came and I didn't think of them and cry, and I thought of them and smiled, and the sadness turned into memories of joy, where I could move on to be grateful for the fact that I had them in my life and I got to share that and I got to have these memories of them and I got that time with them. And when I thought of them, I smiled. And I thought, for me, the greatest blessing for those people that have passed is for their loved ones to think of them and smile instead of crying. Because they don't want us to be sad, let's be honest. They want us to be happy. So the blessing of being able to smile after grief, to let go of the grief. So instead, hold on to the love that you received from those people. Hold on to the blessings that the life gave you. And move on from the loss. Cry, scream. Yes, cry, scream, weep, break things. I did. For as long as you need to do these things, until you completely release that pain. And then keep moving forward, slowly. Crawl if you must. But move forward. Don't sit in a state of loss for too long, or it will completely consume you and you will become the embodiment of that emotion and lose out on life. The living must keep living. I'm not saying forget. I'm just saying that the living must keep living. So, I wrote this as I think on the things that I've had to let go of. The people that I've had to let go of, the losses that I've encountered, the places that I've had to let go of, the homes that I've had to let go of, the comfort and the habits that I've had to let go of. I think of the tears that have come with all of that, the excruciating pain that comes with it. And then I think of the lightness that I felt once it was all completely out of my system. And I think that the bonus is knowing that it will pass. That even though you are in that deep excruciating pain, and even though you don't know how long it's going to take for it to pass, but knowing that it will pass, that's the important part. It becomes a pleasant memory to have had, and a blessing that I got to experience. People forget that they get to experience things because they are alive. So no matter how difficult things will become or could become, just holding on to the blessing of getting to experience something. So for me personally, I will continue to ride this roller coaster, and I'll continue to let go of that which does not serve me. I'll continue to write my blogs, as I'm using as a reference here. And nobody said it was going to be easy. It's definitely not easy. And I don't think it's going to get any easier. I think that as I grow, the challenges change. It's like a growing child. When they're a baby, the challenges are different. When they're a teenager, the challenges are different. So as the mother of a beautiful teenage girl, I look at the different phases of life. And I can refer to that as my self-growth and development is from the beginning of my journey till now. The challenges change. As I grow, the things around me grow, and the challenges are different. And so I have to let go of old ways of thinking. I have to let go of old things. I have to let go of old behaviors. I have to, if I'm going to step in to the new role that I've given myself in my life, for me, I have to learn to let go. So nobody said it was going to be easy, but life is to be lived, right? And life deserves all of your efforts. You deserve all of your efforts. You know, you deserve to thrive while there's breath in your body. You deserve all these efforts. You deserve it. Think about it. Nobody's going to live your life but you. Nobody's coming to save you but you. So my beautiful humans, my wonderful, beautiful humans, get up and live. Let go. And hope and dream and step into the you that you need to become in order for your dream to come true. Thank you for being here, and thank you for watching and listening. You are listening to my Peeping Light podcast. You are watching my Peeping Light podcast. I have to adjust. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and my Peeping Light podcast is brought to you by Tams Domain. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for staying the entire time. You are loved and you are appreciated. Ciao. Peace. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Mwah.
You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast.